Well, it hardly seems like 2019 is over, and yet here we are looking at the first event of 2020 on the PGA Tour. The Century Tournament of Champions being played at Kapalua on the island of Maui in Hawaii. The event that brings together the winners from the PGA Tour in 2019. There are 34 players lining up this week. No Australian. In fact, no Australian for the first time since 1997, which is rather interesting. Of course, no winners were no Australians amongst the winners on the PGA Tour last season. It's been played at this particular venue, the Plantation Course, since it was brought from California to Hawaii in 1999, and has become a very popular event, with obviously popular because if you're playing the event, you've won a tournament on the PGA Tour the previous year. But it's also one of those resort destinations that's very popular with families. So a lot of guys like to get their season off to a good start, a solid start by playing in this particular event, take their families there, and then gradually wind their way into the 2020 season. Looking at some of the field who may be considered as amongst the favourites, we'll start first with John Rahm, who was 8th in 2019. He was 2nd in 2017. He did finish 2nd at the Hero Championship about a month ago. He did win in Dubai and also played very well in Spain prior to that. So he's in very good form when he last played, John Rahm. And having finished 2nd and 8th at his only two appearances, then this is a golf course that clearly suits the game of the Spaniard John Rahm. He's at $5.50. Xander Schauffele will start at $8. He's had a win here. He is the defending champion. He won last year. He was 22nd at his only other appearance in the field. He was 10th at the Hero World Challenge about a month ago. He was 2nd at the WGC Champions event in China just prior to that. So he was in reasonably good form, was Xander Schauffele, before he headed to Melbourne to play at the President's Cup, where he teed it up and played pretty well there. In fact, he had a win over Adam Scott in the singles. He did finish 2nd at the Tour Championship as well. So Xander Schauffele's most recent form was pretty good, and he did win here last year. And as I said, he is a defending champion. He'll start the event at $8. Dustin Johnson's got a very good record here. He's had two wins. The last of those was 2 years ago. He's had five other top tens and eight starts. He's really played quite seldom since the Tour Championship. He did play at the President's Cup. He's had no top 10 since the PGA Championship, so his form in the latter half of the season dropped away. It was just an average President's Cup as well, so unless Dustin Johnson's been able to find something in his game over the last couple of weeks since the President's Cup, then his chances of continuing that very good record on Maui might be a little bit forlorn. Justin Thomas will start the event at $6. Dustin Johnson is at $9. Justin Thompson will start the event at about $6. He's been 3rd and 22nd, and then did win in 2017 here, and he was also 21st. So his form on the golf course is pretty good. He won in Korea a couple of months ago. He was 5th at the Hero World Challenge. He was okay at the President's Cup, although he did lose in the singles to Cameron Smith, but of course he was that part of that formidable team with Tiger Woods early in the event, where they did collect some good points for the Americans in the team side of that particular event. So Justin Thomas, I guess, has to be a consideration, and he's at $6. Of the players that have got a bit more value about them, Ricky Fowler has played well here when he has. He's been 4th, 5th, and 6th in his only three appearances in this event. He's not playing particularly well at present, though. He hadn't played for a while prior to a 9th place finish at the Hero Championship, which was a limited field event, and he was had a month off prior to that. So then, of course, he played the President's Cup. And he was just ordinary at the President's Cup, was Ricky Fowler. He's at $17. I suppose you'd have to rely on what has been some pretty good form here at this particular tournament if you're to fancy his chances. And as I said, he's at $17. And a couple for slightly longer odds again. Cameron Champ was 11th at his only start here last year, which included a final round of 62 on this particular layout. He did win recently on the PGA Tour, well, relatively recently. He finished 8th in Japan at the Dunlop Phoenix tournament up there, and he came down to Australia and played at the Australian PGA Championship. He finished 27th, which was a pretty ordinary finish in a field of the quality that was assembled for the Australian PGA Championship. But look, I think we can forgive Cameron Champ that. And I think that given the fact that he shot 62 in the last round last year when finishing 11th, the fact that he's won recently again on the PGA Tour suggests he could have a pretty good week. And at $26, those far more juicy odds than some of those that we've mentioned earlier. And another player I think must be worth consideration is Brendan Todd. He's really been the hottest player on the planet over the last few weeks. It's been a major turnaround in his game over the last few weeks. He's working with the Australian coach Bradley Hughes. He's only been to this event once. He finished eighth when he did turn up here a few years ago. He lost his way. He was really planning on giving the game away, but this new lease of life for him has yielded two wins and a fourth place in his last three starts for Brendan Todd. So given the fact that he played well on the only occasion that he came here previously, and he's in just simply outstanding form, I think that $41 is pretty good value, I would suggest, for a player who's in the form that he's in right now. So just running through those players again, John Rahm at $5.50, Xander Schauffele at $8, Dustin Johnson at $9, Justin Thomas at $6, Ricky Fowler at $17, Cameron Champ at $26, and Brendan Todd at $41. So good luck with your investments. Let's hope we can get the year 2020 off to a reasonable start in terms of having a bet on the golf. My name is Bruce Young.